interesting defense to run. Their defense has been flawless so far. Not sure if the prevent defense is necessary at this point.
Lining up at the 41-yard line, third and five. Lakers are facing in their own territory. Receiver wide to the left. Post going with the hard count. Finally lets go. Hand off to Diaz across the line of scrimmage and across the first down marker by about a yard and a half. It's a 7-yard gain down to the 48-yard line, and Lakers moves the chains to start the second half.
And DJ Ridner makes the tackle.
9:40 left now. Clock stopped momentarily to move the chains. And Lakers starting to get a little wind underneath their wings.
Marlette with a touchdown in that game. 43-13, Marlette leads Ubley.
Cass City is up 14-8 with 9:08 left in the fourth. Cass City taking on USA as Mauricio Diaz breaks free from the backfield at the 48 into Harbor Beach territory and finally brought down at the 40-yard line. Yet again, a 12-yard gain for Diaz and first down, Lakers.
And number 10, Josh Shelke makes the tackle.
First and 10 from Harbor Beach's 40-yard line are the Lakers moving left to right across your radio. They started this drive at the 35-yard line. Inside both hash marks, receiver wide to the left, two men in the backfield, Dubes and Diaz. Post under center. Hand off to Dubes to the left side, cross, breaks free of two tackles. He's still on his feet at the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20. He's still dragging three defenders inside the 15-yard line, down to the 13-yard line. A huge run by Terrence Dubes, started at the 40-yard line, and finally brought down at the 14-yard line, according to the spot. A 26-yard gain.
And DJ Ridner eventually wrestles him down to the ground after that big run.
8:18 left in the third quarter. Lakers inside Harbor Beach's red zone for the first time tonight.
A lot of people will tell you, Clark, that prevent defense stands for preventing you from winning. So interesting defensive choice here so far.
Bowles wide to the right. Dubes and Diaz hand off to Diaz in the backfield around the right end. Has room to run. He's down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Lakers! Diaz trots in from 14 yards out for the score. And Lakers are on the board the first time tonight. It's Harbor Beach 35, Lakers 6. Marches right down the field. It took them 5 minutes and 6 seconds to do so, but they're in for 6.
Yeah, don't look now. They made that look very easy.
Too easy. As someone has an errant air horn in the stands. Listeners, you're welcome for that one. 7:54 left in the third quarter. Lakers going for two. Pro set, two men in the backfield, Diaz and Katie and Dubes. Diaz going for two, coming around the right end, and he is stopped short by about a half a yard. Two-point conversion is no good, and now we have a score of 6-35. Lakers strikes first in the second half.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group, Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, and Moore Shoreline and Sea Wing. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumbs winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the Thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline and Sea Wing for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
Momentum starting the second half, marches right down the field. A 65-yard drive capped off by a Diaz touchdown. It's now 35-6, Harbor Beach receiving.
Yeah, very interested to see what Coach Rubel and that defense does moving forward the second half. They were clicking on all cylinders on defense. Had everything going their way, and as you pointed out right away, Clark, it looked like they had backed off in a prevent defense, and usually that doesn't prevent a whole lot of anything. If it does do anything, it might prevent a long pass, which Lakers had no problem running the ball right down their throats.
The Laker fan base coming alive again. They go for the onside kick, and Diaz had this one at the 50-yard. It looked like the 49 to me. Harbor Beach recovered somehow at the 50-yard line, number 52 for Harbor Beach. Kevin Mazur brings that one in and saves the onside kick. So now Harbor Beach with a short field.
Boy, there was no flag for illegal touching. And if that's the case, that ball went right through the hands of Diaz, I believe you said, correct, Clark?
Went through the hands jersey.
Right into the breadbasket there. And that's probably their best hands guy, too. So a nifty play there as the Lakers had a chance to get possession back.
It's 24-0 after the third. Bannack's leading Bay City All Saints. Austin Seltz on the pitch to the right. He gets back to midfield. First down, short by about 9 yards. That came out wrong. 7:40 left in the third. Now a second and nine for Harbor Beach. 35-6, Harbor Beach leads.
Dustin Cady making a nice open field tackle on the speedster Seltz.
Harbor Beach working off the right hash at the Laker 49-yard line, practically at midfield. Two wide each way. Kraft in the shotgun, DJ Ridner in the backfield, his fullback to his right. As a keeper to Kraft, past the line of scrimmage, and the Laker tackler actually pulls him forward down to the 44-yard line. We'll call that a 6-yard gain for the Pirates and Eli Kraft from the keeper. Now a third and four.
That tackler was Ian Snyder.
Ian Snyder, a 6'3", 200-pound defensive end for the Laker defense, plays tight end on offense. 6:50 play in the third quarter. Still off that right hash mark, two wide each way, Kraft in the shotgun. Pat rolling to his left, looking back to pass. Now it's reverse fields. He's coming back to the far sideline, now going to keep it. Past the first down marker, inside the 40-yard line, and finally tackled at the 37. And a flag flies late after the play.
Yeah, totally unnecessary. After a wild play, the play is a rollout to the near side of the field, which is the further side of the field. He has absolutely nothing going, hits the brakes, rolls all the way back to the far side of the field where no one's there and runs for an easy first down before he slips to the ground and is hit way late by multiple Lakers defenders.
Marlette leads Ubley 50-13 with 8:11 left in the third. So when all said and done, that was a 6-yard gain for Eli Kraft. And then the late hit against Lakers, 15 yards there, being walked off as we speak, all the way down to the Laker 24-yard line.
Absolutely. And an easy call there as Kraft lost his footing, slipped to the ground. And once he goes down, like the college rules, he's down. There's no getting back up. And he was hit multiple times as he was laying on the ground.
First and 10 for the Pirates. Inside the red zone once again of Lakers. Two wide each way off the right hash mark. Kraft staying in the pocket, passing to his left to Josh Schelke. He brings it at the six, and he's in. And he's in for the touchdown. Harbor Beach caught it at the 6-yard line, being dragged down by Dominic Guardian, and he dragged him all the way, and then he dove for the end zone across by about a half a yard. And now a 24-yard reception, and Harbor Beach tacks on six more, 41-6.
And Lakers taking chances, lining up one-on-one with these Harbor Beach wide receivers, putting as many men in the box as they can to slow down the Kraft-Seltz and Ridner combination, leaving one-on-one with Schelke in a great touch pass as he dropped it over the shoulder where only Schelke could make a play on it and brought it down. Dominic Guardian did all he could, but brought him down as he crossed the goal line.
So they bring in the kick team, Nick Hessling.
Offsides.
And Lakers got a little bit of head start on that one. Came through the line before the snap. So it's going to be an offsides against Lakers. This will be a yard and a half loss.
Yeah, and that was Guardian again on the outside trying to get around the end.
So now Harbor Beach will try this one again, Nick Hessling. Pacing is off. He was a prolific kicker last year on the Harbor Beach run for the state championship. And this kick is up, and it is through for the extra point. So now the score sits at Harbor Beach 42, Lakers 6, with 6:23 left in the third quarter.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer